Imagine a world where your wristwatch isn't just a fashion statement. It's your lifeline. Today, we're blasting into the future of a past movie, of a past film, in time. Where time is literally the only form of currency. Talk about a ticking time bomb. Creative science. A common saying, Kilamdo Miskia, if you've all heard of it, time is money. But have you ever asked yourself, Ushajiuliza, what that means to you? I'm sure the answer is subjective. But in the film, in the movie, in time, it's based on a distant future. Now, how distant this future is from reality, we do not know. But in that future, human beings are genetically engineered to reach 25 years of age plus an additional year to get you started. Okay. So now figure 25, then there's an internal clock that starts 1 year. It's a countdown to your death. So you figure 25, a countdown to your death of 1 year begins, which is unaza figure 26 years if you do not work to earn money, which is time. So if you don't work to earn time, you earn time because time in this film is the currency. So an example, I don't want to spoil everything in the movie, but an example is a bus ride there costs you 2 hours, literally like 2 hours of your life. Unapea na hapo. A minute gets you a call, and certain loans and rent are priced in hours. Any time is the time is the currency. The movie is there. It's uploaded on your favorite streaming platforms. You can go see it if you haven't checked it out. In the movie itself, Justin Timberlake, yes, the one and only, acts as the main protagonist, and kazi yake hapo, he's trying to break the system, and he's assisted with the heiress of the system itself. You see, the guy who built the system, the daughter sasa, no sasa anasema Justin Timberlake. It's part of the story. Again, I don't want to spoil everything, but you can, if you see the movie, there's that part where the guy, the owner of this system that is built to make sure that time is the currency. Okay, on introduction, Zach, the way he introduces his mother-in-law, his daughter, and his wife, because everybody is genetically engineered to reach 25 years. All those ladies there, 25 years. It's so weird, and they look so alike. They look like sisters, but sisters, it's weird. So Kikachini, if you sit down and think, how will such a world work? How is it even possible? Well, there are some technologies that aren't there yet, according to public knowledge, again. And in this scenario, to know some, everything is fiction. But as we know, fiction usually has some form of foresight. So to say me, you want to actually engineer such a system. Let's say an example. Well, first of all, we have to alter our biology so we do not age past 25. That nafai kuweka a biological clock embedded within our system. Then we link that clock to a universal central timekeeping system. Then we network your system with everyone's transactions, deductions, and transfers constantly and updated in real time. You know, your clock, that's for the clock to work. And for you to actually see what is happening, we can place a display which can be used as a tap to pay system. Let's check it. But for time, again, I don't want to spoil the movie, but the way the transaction works is you place your hand somewhere, a scanner scans your hand, then the time is deducted depending on the amount the transaction costs. Now, obviously, kutengeneza system kama hii, making such a system has to come with concerns, because such a system, what happens if there are technical issues? Technical issue to maintain such a global network. Can you imagine where? That's serious, man. Laugh pia is the emergence of black market, obviously, which is going to come about because there are some people who are going to find exploits and find ways to earn more time than they have or need and sell it at a value price. It happens because obviously, the more you have, the more time you have, the more you live. And then you can actually price in, like, how long I can live. Kwa mkono yako inaandikwa hapo, and your heart is written there, you'll live for 10 years, for 15 years. The wealthy in that movie have 100 years. Now, if that does happen, essentially, you're making time a commodity. Niyo tu peke. Changes it becomes a commodity. Now, fun fact, hiki tu siki tu mpya. Imagine, in ancient Egypt, the Egyptians used a system of debt notes that essentially functioned like IOUs. IOUs for time spent working. Once we have figured out that technology, we can add something a little bit extra with what we have right now. Blockchain tech can make it even more viable. Since blockchain technology is essentially an encrypted public ledger, it can be used to store immutable essential information while eliminating manipulation. Since tunaweka hapa clocks kwa roho za watu, we're putting biological clocks on people, then such information has to be very, very vital. Again, this is another ethical concern, because Juliza, who owns this information? Is it you? Is it the guy who's giving you time? I don't know. Is it the government? Oh, I don't know. But yes, to make it secure and eliminate manipulation, we can use blockchain technology. You know, to mean encryption. If you know how blockchain technology works, then you know it's a very viable option. If you do not know how it works, I have an episode I talked about blockchain. Iko huko juu ama huko chini, depending on where you're scrolling from. But yeah, it's there. You can go listen to it. Then you can have an idea of how blockchain works. Now, obviously, in this scenario we're creating, we have to make it decentralized because you don't want no centralized system, no central system controlling this. Whatever and whoever's controlling the data, it'll give them a big edge. So you make it decentralized to improve security and have the information distributed onto other machines. Think of medical records from one hospital to the other, moving and updating electronically. See? So this is why blockchain, with its ability and potential to commoditize everything, can be used. Now, I don't know if it can be used to commoditize time, but it can be used to commoditize almost everything. Almost. So, if we sit down and look at the scenario, the likelihood of such a scenario of in time happening and occurring is very, very low. However, the way technology is going, it is not far-fetched. What can change in this scenario, maybe, is the type of currency the system uses. See, it doesn't have to be time as a commodity. But again, the way we are heading, the digitization of almost everything is going to make almost everything, again, a commodity. And unchecked, in excess, such a system will bring such wealth division. You may get zones, like in the movie. But all this is science fiction. You're tunaongelea ni science fiction. In the movie, the zones are separated. For you to move from zone, let's say zone 12, to zone 1, again, you have to fork out time of your life. Alright, so come on, fork out from 12 to 11. I think it was like a couple of weeks. Then the higher you go, the more time you give up. The last one, the guy gave out 1 year of his life. That's all the time we have for today. Pun intended. Join us on another episode as we explore mind-bending fictional facts. Until then, keep an eye on your watch. Metaphorically speaking, of course. For now. Kama kawa, kama dawa. My name is Dishon Jesse. You can follow me. I follow us at _apishi on all social platforms. Go check out our content. Thank you so much, my listeners. Asanteni sana. I appreciate you. And remember, it is always a good day for science.